Okay, we're now joined by Washington head coach Mike Hopkins. Coach, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Star one to ask a question for Washington head coach Mike Hopkins.
Your first question is from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Happy holidays, Coach.
How are you? Happy holidays to you.
I'm good. I'm good. As you take a look at this SC team here, is there any one thing or two things that sort of stand out to you?
I think they're one of the best offensive teams in the country, and they've got multiple guys that can really shoot the ball, and offensively you got to figure out how you're going to stop them. They got a great point guard, senior point guard, who's an all league guy, and they've got multiple guys who can really shoot the ball. So, we got to figure out ways that we can stop them.
As you head into like Pac-12 play, does the message that you give the guys, does that change? Is it sort of 0-0 now, or is it just a more of a continuation of what you guys have been doing this season?
I think it's a continuation of how are we going to get better. And obviously, we played some quality teams in the non-conference, but the league is loaded. And, from top to bottom, there's a lot of parity, a lot of really good teams. And so, the same things that we struggled in some of our non-conference games, defensive rebounding, really defending the three-pointer, really keep focusing on, how we're defending and finishing those with rebounds, I think are the big keys as we move forward, regardless of who we play.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
And again, to ask a question, press star one. And once again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Mike Christino, Pac-12.
Hey, Mike. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good. Just wondering, as you, move into your head coaching career, how much of your assistant coaching style carried over? Are you different now? What do you, have in that playbook that maybe you didn't have as an assistant sitting down the bench?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I'm more stressed. That's an understatement, but it's, the coaching part is just very similar. You know what you know. I've been very fortunate to work for one of the great coaches in college basketball, and so a lot of the stuff that I've learned from him and my experience at USA Basketball, and I've learned that simplicity is the greatest thing that you can do with your team, and instead of trying to be really good at a lot of things, trying to be great at a few things. And that's what we're trying to establish here right now. And you've seen more zone, and we played a little bit of man, we sprinkled it in, but the zone, what can we hang our hat on, what can we be really good at right now? And so those are the types of things of getting this team to have an identity on the defensive end. And it's been up and down, but it's something that we're really trying to get better at as we move forward.
And the acclimation to this league, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of powerful teams that can score well, like USC. Do you feel like you're going to try to establish your identity on the defensive end as a team, or do you just kind of have to play it as it comes?
I think you play it as it comes, but I think at the end of the day, it's the coaching cliche of, defense wins championships. And obviously having a combination of both is great, but the one thing that you can control is you know, your defensive schemes. And you know, obviously there's some great offensive teams, and we've got to figure out how our defense and what we do you know, can be effective in this league. And each team is different. Each team has different strengths and weaknesses, and getting our guys to be able to adjust and adapt is, I think, been the biggest challenge, but they've done a really good job so far.
All right, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Okay, I think that's all we're going to have for you, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care.